us and so on. But, you know, we're here for you. And so I just wanted to mention that. And then lastly, there's information about reliability and so on that is by any measure not correct either. And I won't get into all the details of that, but I'll just mention it's not correct. So, you know, we haven't been faced with a situation where there were petitions and this sort of thing going on. But anyway, we went through this process with the airport board. Their job was to evaluate our companies. And, you know, I would hope that their opinions are respected, because if they're not, then as some of the airport board members have pointed out, what's the point of having an airport board, right? So anyway, that was about all I had. And if any of you have questions for me, happy to answer them.
Question from the council?
Yeah, I got a question. It states that, let's see, 52% of the flights in the last 60 days haven't been on time. Why is that?
Well, if you look at the data, first of all, that's incorrect. So,
what is it actually?
Brian, you want to give us the
So, February, 74% on time. That's within 15 minutes of their arrival time. Last 7 days, 94.4%. Controllable completion factor for the entire year has been 100%. And if you want to go further back to 2018, controllable completion factor 96%, on time performance 86.7%.
Yeah.
Some flights have been delayed up to 6 hours. Why is that sometimes?
Well,
I mean, I could have drove to Albuquerque in that time.
If you, you know, so I'll just say airlines can be complicated. There can be many reasons, right? Reasons for delays. And, you know, one of the things that our competitor has said is they've got 99% on-time performance. Let me give you some reasons why you don't achieve that and why the average in all airlines is around 80%. And I'm talking United, American, JetBlue. And because there are things like air traffic control, you know, they control the airport. You radio into them and you say, hey, I want to go. They say, wait, we've got whatever going on. You're going to wait. You can't control that, right? You have to listen to them. Weather. If weather is bad, you wait until it's good or you cancel the flight. And so to achieve 99% reliability, you either have a completely different weather system that no one else has and a completely different air traffic control system, or it's just not correct, or you're not abiding by rules. So, you know, how does a company have 99% on-time performance when United or American can't come anywhere close to that? I don't know, right? I mean, you can look up the stats on any flights, and it's just not the case, right? You can go on a all the information is basically available. But in terms of why would you have a really long delay, well, you might have a plane, for example, that you're going to fly, and then, you know, it might have a serious mechanical issue that's discovered. And the question is, do you want to fly this plane anyway, or do you want to say, you know what, this plane is not safe, we're going to spool up another plane or another crew or whatever we need to do and make sure people are safe. So, you know, that's a reason. And I'll also say, I'm not sure if too many of you know this, but an airline as big and as great as Southwest Airlines, right, one of the most successful airlines ever, just in the last month or two, have had tremendous cancellations, and it had mostly to do with labor, right? Like, they canceled, I don't know, hundreds and hundreds of flights. This is Southwest Airlines, right? And it's because they had maintenance issues, because their mechanics weren't happy. And so, you know, you can have these issues, but you need to heed everything for safety.
Okay. And for the mechanic issue, is there going to be a mechanic here full-time, according to possible?
We have been interested in setting up a maintenance base here. I will tell you, if we have a hangar space for that, we are happy to get it started. We've had some discussions about that, and we are all for it. So we need a space, right? And I understand that there is space that we could potentially use, but we need the green light on that, and we'd be thrilled to open up a maintenance base here and have not one, but many mechanics.
Okay. Further questions?
You're providing car rental service, is that correct?
We certainly are. Yeah, we've got...